I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
As it is National French Fry Day, we got into a discussion of French fries a little earlier, and John says, you know, I like Chick-fil-A's waffle fries. And we go to a Chick-fil-A in Marietta, Georgia, where a woman named Tara Solom went through the drive-thru last Wednesday and tried to get a discount by claiming she was a federal agent. She looks like she's in her mid-30s.
Did they just offer that up and get a discount?
Most Chick-fil-A's give cops and firefighters a discount if they are in uniform.
Okay.
But she was in plain clothes, so they said no. Instead of paying, she parked her car, went inside, and starts talking to two different managers, starts swearing while some kids were around, flashed some kind of fake badge, and claimed she'd blow her cover and get killed if she put her uniform on.
Yeah.
This is all for some Chick-fil-A. They still wouldn't give her a discount, though, and so she called the corporate office. She called the office. Said her name was Agent Solom, and she claimed to work for the Georgia Bureau of Investigations. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations eventually confirmed, we've never heard of you, you've never worked here, and she got arrested. She's facing charges of impersonating an officer, disorderly conduct, in order to pay a $7,000 bond to get out of jail because she wanted some free Chick-fil-A.
Not even, she was going to save, you said it was a discount, right?
Yeah.
It's not free, right? It's a discount.
It's a discount.
So
she's not even getting
it
free.
It's not like an $8 bag of Chick-fil-A she's getting free. She's probably saving 80 cents.
In plain clothes. I'm a federal agent, and I need me some waffle fries.
All right, if you're one of the drunks in a car full of drunks that gets pulled over and your driver gets arrested, it's probably best for you to just call it a night and get yourself back to your place and be thankful that nothing bad happened to you, and that's the end of your evening. Well, this is a drunk driver in Louisiana. She got arrested. She had a car full of girls, her girlfriends with her, and cops pull her over, and they arrest her. And all of her friends end up going home. This is on Saturday night. Well, this girl who was behind the wheel, she's got to get bailed out. So she calls up one of her girlfriends, one of the girls who was in the car with her and also happened to be bombed out of her mind. So these girls all got cab rides home. Well, this one, you know, her phone rings, and it's her friend Susie behind the bars. You got to come bail me out. Okay, I'll get in my car. So instead of taking a cab ride to the police station, she gets in her car. She and the cops right away recognize her.
Uh-huh.
How did you get here? I just drove. Okay. Well, we got a room. We got a cell for you next to your friend.
And how about this cocaine bust? You had a pretty big one. The guy had, 88 pounds or something like that?
Yeah, Vancouver, B.C. Yeah. Guy, 80 pounds of coke.
This wasn't as much coke, but it's interesting. When the 39-year-old gentleman named Lorenzo McNair got pulled over in Key West, Florida for driving yesterday morning because his license plate was blocked. If you have cocaine in the car and you're driving a car that block out the license plate and his windows were tinted too black, so
he probably answered honestly, too, when they said, why do you have your plates blocked? Oh, because I got all this cocaine back here. And
yeah, well, no, but the cop did get suspicious, so they pull him over. The cop smells marijuana. That's another thing you probably shouldn't be doing is blazing some tree while you got a whole bunch of cocaine in the back seat. The cop smells the marijuana, and so he searches Lorenzo's car. He didn't find any weed, but he found a backpack. And in the backpack, there was a Cookie Monster doll, you know. And he's looking at this 39-year-old dude in the Cookie Monster doll in the backseat, and he thought
that doesn't add up.
Yeah, he's like, something's fishy here. And he thought the Cookie Monster doll was a little heavy. So he cut it open.
Well, he ate a lot of cookies.
Yeah. There were 2/3 of a pound of cocaine hidden inside.
C is for cocaine. Well, it was powdered cookies,
yeah,
I'm sure.
That's right. So he had 2/3 of a pound of cocaine hidden in the backseat in the Cookie Monster doll, charged with the cocaine trafficking and possession of drug equipment. You know, had he made it to his destination and the snuffleupagus was there, he would have snorted all of that in one sitting.
There'd have been none for him.
None
left. He'd have turned into Oscar the Grouch right there.